have with me on the phone, Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, how are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I'm fine on this beautiful Thursday morning.
What a beautiful day. You know, we come straight from Canada Day to a day like this. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think whoever's taking off, you know, a long week, a really long weekend, people have taken off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so on and so forth, they chose a good weekend.
That's a very good one.
But we are still, even though it's a long weekend for some people, we're still trucking along. We're still making sure that the Boker Tov still goes on.
And it goes.
That's right. That's right.
And we are in Balak.
That's right.
Parashat HaShavua is Balak.
Balak. Very, very fascinating Torah portion. You know, Balak, who is the king of Moab, summons the prophet Bilam to curse the people of Israel.
Kilelat Bilam.
Right. And on the way, Bilam is raided by his donkey, who sees before him, you know, the angel of death. Three times, God gave him that option to change his point. And finally, you know, he doesn't listen, he hits the donkey, so on and so forth. He finally gets to what he's doing, and as he's opening up his mouth, he does not do the, obviously, the curses. He does the blessings of the famous blessings of Matovo Halecha Yaakov.
Mishkanotecha
Israel. Correct. Now, good are your tents, Jacob, your houses, Israel. Now, it's very, very interesting. This Torah portion is named after the wicked king, Balak, who schemed to curse the Jews in the desert. And obviously, a lot of people have that question. Is, couldn't it be more fitting to name him after this portion after something else, someone else? Why would it be named after a wicked king? That doesn't necessarily fit well with the rest of the story of the parsha. So why would we name a Torah portion after a wicked person? Obviously, it's a very, very interesting question. There are actually six Torah portions named after certain characters. You have Noach, you have Sarah, you have Yitro, you have Korach, you have Balak, you have Pinchas. And they are all righteous. And really, they, if we think about it, they save Balak, for example. A careful reading of the story will give us a lot of insight into why this portion was named after a wicked man, and really the lesson that we can learn. Now, if we analyze Balak's scheme, Balak, who is the king of Moab, as I said, is terrified of approaching the Jewish nation. So he pleads with Bilam, a prophet, to curse him. Balak is scared of God, so he needs to get his dirty work done by someone else.
Yeah.
God tells Bilam not to curse the Jews, and initially Bilam is compliant, he listens. But eventually, you know, filled with spiteful hatred of the Jews, he insists on going on. So God gives him the freedom of choice, and he can choose either yes or no. But God really lets Bilam know that he disagrees with his choice, and he sends him the angel, and he, you know, he gives the story of the donkey, and so on and so on, and the donkey starts to curse him and speak at him. He gives him those chances to choose the right choice. Now, when Bilam, arrives at Balak's palace, he is taken in, you know, with much fanfare, to a place where he can view the big top of the hill, where he can view the Jewish people and curse them. But when he opens his mouth to curse them, blessings flow forth instead. And that's, you know, something that's very, very important that we read. Even every morning we read that story. Now, after Bilam's epic failure to curse the Jews, he suggests a different strategy. That we should entice the Jewish people to sin with a Moabite woman, which will lead them to worship the Baal Peor or idol, which is their idol that they worship, and anger God. Now, the plan is successful, and a devastating plague erupts among the people as a result. And Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron, the high priest, rises up and puts a stop to this physical and spiritual carnage and all of a sudden now it becomes a transformative reading. Things change. Good starts to happen. So people might still be wondering, well, why was the portion named after Balak? Okay, you go and look, and there's old transformation. Pinchas stands up, even though the curses weren't brought out. It was really the praises. But still doesn't answer why the name of the portion is Balak. And, you know, the synopsis that I just said doesn't do Balak any credit. He's still an evil king who tried to curse the Jews and then wanted to seduce them, causing them a horrific plague. So we have to really see is where's this redeeming quality of such a person like that. And if we think about it, this Torah portion really embodies the power of transformation. The blessings are so profound because they originated as curses. They were supposed to be curses. They were then transformed into blessings. Their transformation is so absolute that they describe the ultimate transformation of the entire world. Thereof, when the Mashiach can come, the Messiah. And moreover, Balak himself embodies this very transformation. Because the Talmud, the Gemara, relates that the biblical figure, Ruth, who transformed her own life from converting to Judaism, and she merited to become the great-grandmother of King David, of David HaMelech. And she was a direct descendant of Balak. People don't know that.
Yeah.
And when the Mashiach comes, who will usher in the era of the ultimate transformation and redemption? Comes, is brought down in the Talmud, is going to come from the lineage of King David. And so the person in charge of transforming the Jewish people and the entire world when Mashiach comes is a direct descendant of Balak. So if you think about it, that's the greatest transformation possible. From someone so wicked to become the redemptioner, to go and redeem all the Jews. So if we think about what's the message for us. So that happens to great people. What is it going to do with me? Transforming ourselves and our lives is not easy. It's very not easy to transform something that we're used to for so long. And it's especially true when we are dealt, you know, difficulties when things aren't going our way, or God forbid, when we have a crisis. It's very hard for us to change. But it is often in the most challenging situations that lead to the greatest gain. When we realize that instead of submitting to the pressure, we can use it for personal growth. Not only personal growth, but personal development. We can have the most sublime experience of transformation. And that is the greatest story and lesson that we can learn from this Pasha of Balak. That even though he was about to curse, and the curse that were going to come out of his mouth were not curses, they were blessings. He transformed the cursing into blessing. We can transform our difficulty and our crisis. And that's why this week's Torah portion is named after Balak, to teach us that primary, such an important lesson, to be able to teach us that we've got to be strong, that even times of crisis, how am I going to transform that crisis into something that is good, that helps us grow? And that is something so important in every day. Look at the world. The world there's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of anti-Semitism. But how am I going to, when I'm going to stand up and transform and educate those people to come from the bad to the good? Then there will be good in the world. And for sure it will be 100% good in the world when Mashiach comes, which will be very, very soon.
We have a lot of work to do.
That's right. Life is full of challenges.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, we're here for a reason. So let's make sure that we do our proper job. It's not up to only one person. It's up to everyone together to be able to collectively fight and make all these crises and difficult situations good ones.
And the services at Charei Shemayim.
Services are Friday evening at 7:30. Sunday morning and is at 8:15, followed by breakfast at the Shar, and Monday and Thursday is at 7:15 at the Parashas in the JCC, which gives us the opportunity to start the day on a right note. So it's open to the whole community because it's a community minyan.
That's great. I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. You too. I should have a restful weekend, and I look forward to talking next week.
Same here.
Be well, Ilan. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.